Between 30 to 40,000 people get tested for COVID-19 every day in New York City. And the process has arguably never been easier or faster. There are now hundreds of free testing sites across the five boroughs, including mobile units in hotspot areas. Last month, the city unveiled a new coronavirus testing lab in Manhattan that is aiming to process 20,000 more tests a day. As the city battles a steady rise in cases, Mayor de Blasio and health officials have been urging all New Yorkers to get tested.
Right now, I think a broad focus on testing is working for us. And we're going to keep that going. I mean, just constantly telling people, get tested regularly. It's free. It's nearby. It's easy.
But the testing options can be a bit confusing. So here to explain the different tests is Gothamist Elizabeth Kim. Hey, Liz.
Hey, Sean.
So when the mayor says get tested, what exactly is he talking about?
He is referring to what are called diagnostic tests. They're also known as viral tests, and these show whether a person has an active coronavirus infection. Now, these are different from antibody tests, which detect whether your body has antibodies produced in response to the virus.
Which would show that you were once infected with COVID.
Right. So an antibody test will not tell you whether you are infected right now. And of course, we also don't know how long antibodies last and what kind of protection or immunity they confer.
When we talk about the diagnostic tests for COVID, there's more than one of them, right?
Right. This is a whole umbrella of tests. And just to make this even more confusing, experts distinguish between one group that they call molecular tests and this other group that they call antigen tests.
Okay.
Now, the most common and widely used test is a molecular test, and it's something you probably have heard of. It's called a PCR test, polymerase chain reaction. And it refers to this process by which lab experts can take a specimen from a patient. In New York City, there are nose swabs, and they can amplify very minute amounts of the virus. PCR tests are considered the gold standard for COVID tests. This is the test that scientists have the most confidence in and the one that's being offered by New York City's public health clinics. But they need to be processed in a lab, and that can often mean waiting 1 or 2 days at least for your result.
You also mentioned antigen tests. Can you tell us what they are and how they're used?
These are tests that work by detecting proteins on the surface of the virus, and they can produce results within minutes. They are much cheaper also than PCR tests. This is a very low-tech kind of test. They're often compared to pregnancy tests in the way they worked. It's like colored bars on a test strip will show whether a person is positive or negative. But they're not recommended for people who are asymptomatic. And they have also been known to be less accurate. But it's not that they don't have a purpose. Because they are so cheap and fast, they can be used to screen lots of people on a regular basis.
Kind of like what the NFL probably uses, or say workplaces that have to test people repeatedly and often?
Exactly. In their case, it has led to some false positives. I should say, though, that it's not clear whether they are using antigen tests because not all rapid tests are antigen tests.
Is there a place that New Yorkers can go for a test that is both fast and accurate?
So in August, the city launched its very first COVID Express site. It's a rapid test clinic that uses a PCR test, and it can be processed within 45 minutes on site.
Wow.
They have special technology that can do that. They promise results within 24 hours. There are now 9 COVID Express sites across Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, and the Bronx. The testing is done by appointment, so that also shortens any wait time and it ensures social distancing. The demand can be high depending on the day that you want to go and the location, so people should plan in advance if this is the kind of test that they want.
We know the city said that COVID testing is free, so if you do walk into a city-run site, that does seem pretty straightforward. But what if you go to, say, a city MD or a pharmacy that's offering COVID tests?
City MD has an agreement with the city in which coronavirus testing is free for uninsured New Yorkers. But keep in mind that private providers do charge for testing. So people walking into these types of clinics should definitely ask first and maybe reach out to their insurance providers to see how they're treating these visits.
We've been speaking with Gothamist editor Liz Kim. Her guide to New York City's COVID-19 testing options can be found at gothamist.com. Thanks, Liz.
Thanks, Sean.